Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, I've got something here for you today that I hope will challenge each and every one of us. How many of you know that we need to be challenged in these last days if we're going to stay keen, if we're going to stay sharp, if we're going to stay ahead of Satan and his plan? Amen. You got to stay on the ball. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at something today. I've entitled it Violence in the Kingdom. Violence in the Kingdom. Amen. So I need for you to go to Luke chapter 17 first. What? Yeah. Amen. The Word. Hallelujah. Come on, just because pastor's not here, what's the deal? Amen. We got to keep things rolling here. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Remember, you're on holy ground here today. So the presence of God is here. So we're not shouting because we just shout whenever someone says, let's go to. We're shouting because it's God's voice speaking. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to start here. And if you want to grab Matthew 11 as well. Hallelujah. But we're going to start in Luke 17. And we're going to look at verse 20 starting. And it says, now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered and said to them, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Or in other words, you can't see the kingdom of God coming. Amen. Verse 21, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. You're walking around with the power, with everything that God has in the kingdom. You and I are walking around with that on the inside of us. Amen. Now that by itself astounds most believers. Why? Because they're still looking at themselves down here. They're still looking at themselves at this lowly, unworthy person that God dredged up out of the miry clay and washed us off a little bit just so he could see our face. Amen. But that's as far as we ever got. Do you see that? But it says here, Jesus himself said, the kingdom of God is within you. Everything that God has, everything that you'll ever need, is on the inside of you at this moment. Amen. If you're born again. If you're a born-again believer, this is the difference, see, between the world and the people of God. We have the kingdom on the inside of us. We have all authority, all power. It's all been given to us. We're seated, according to Ephesians, we're seated at the right hand of Father God with Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it's about time you and I started really, truly believing it. Instead of saying, well, you know, you just don't know how many times I've messed up today. Well, you don't know how many times anybody else has messed up today. You understand what I'm saying? How many times we've done a, you know, slip of the lip. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my confession. Oh, no. Lord, what am I going to do now? See, I was there at one time. When I first got born again, man, if I did something wrong, I mean, it was like weeks that I had to repent, that I had to get myself back up on my feet again, dragging myself off the floor, up onto the bed, crawling to my pillow, weeping for a while, and then all of a sudden, well, I hope that was enough. You understand what I'm saying? Don't look so holy. You've all done it at one time or another. In the early days. Say the early days. Amen. Say, it's not that way now. It's not that way now. Amen. Why? Because revelation is coming to you and I through the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're seeing things a little bit. We're seeing things more clearly. Amen. The view didn't change. It's just that we're starting to see it more clearly. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. God has not changed anything so that we could start to look at things differently. No, you and I have changed so that we can start looking at what He has differently. Do you see that? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you're at Matthew 11. Let's look at that. You know these scriptures, so I'm not showing you anything that's you've not seen before, although possibly you haven't. Amen. But I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible, Matthew 11, verse 12. And it says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until the present time," the time that we're living in right now, "the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion." Wow. Amen. The kingdom of God has suffered violence. Amen. Praise God. But let me tell you something. The most violence that the kingdom of God has ever suffered was not by believers getting into a place and apprehending what it has. Most of the violent assault that the kingdom of heaven has endured was by ungodly people trying to stifle in you and I what God has given us. Amen? There is a war going on, folks. And you and I may not want to hear that. You and I may not want to believe that that could happen, but it's happening. Amen? There is more pressure on the church to apprehend what God has given them than at any other time. Amen. And during that time when God is desiring and actually commanding us to do what is right, there is this force of darkness that is trying to keep us from doing what God has called us to do. Amen. Right there. There's a battle going on. The battle of your spirit and your soul and your body. It's all coming together, folks. The thing is, who's going to win? There's violence in the kingdom. One is calling us in deeper to it, and the other one is trying to keep us out completely. Do you see that? So the time for us to just play around with things, that was over way long ago. Amen? Yeah. And the reason that the church is trying to catch up to where, to catch up to speed, let's say it that way, is because that we let things slip. Now, I'm not here to bash any of us, because I'm as guilty as anyone of letting things go. Amen? But I just really love what Pastor said the Lord has spoke to him about this year for this church. It's a time of pressing in. A time for pressing in. A time for making an absolute last time commitment. Amen? See, whenever the new year comes around, oh man, we're glad to get rid of the old year. Man, that was stinky. Amen? This new year is going to be promising. This new year is going to be good. But how many of you have went from one year to the other with that mindset, and then whenever December 31st comes, you realize nothing changed. Nothing changed. And do you know why that is? Because we were still trying to bring into the new year the exact same things we did in the old year. Amen. We knew they didn't work. Right. Come on now. But unless we press in, we have nothing to exchange it with. Do you see that? Yeah. Amen. We'll just keep doing things the same way over and over again, just hoping that maybe this time God in His infinite mercy might change the results. But it's not up to Him to change the results. It's up to you and I to change the results. Amen? So pressing in in this year. I really like that. Man, I mean, that just did something to me. Amen? That I'm going to have to do better. It's not you praying for me that's going to do it. It's not me praying for you that's going to do it. It's you and I, as individuals, making the decision, enough's enough. Amen? I'm a child of the kingdom. And I should be enjoying kingdom things.
Amen.
In its fullness. Amen? Not just a little dab once in a while, which we all get at once in a while. Amen? For some reason, something went through all right, and we had a little victory there. Praise God. Amen? And I'm not making light of the little victories, because in time, all the little victories add up to one big one. Amen? So I'm not making light of that. And if you've had a little, you know, if something came through and, you know, it worked out for you, praise God. I'm glad. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that. Amen. Glory to God. So how are we going to do this? Let's look at this. You're in Matthew 11. Let's go to Matthew 12. Amen. Well, wait a minute. Before we go there, we need to look at this. It says in verse 12 again in Matthew 11, it says that violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Violent people. Amen. Who are violent people? I had to think, am I a violent person? Amen? Do I go after the things of God with zeal and intense exertion? Am I going to wear myself out trying to get the things that God has for me? Doing everything possible, everything that the Word has declared? Every commandment that God has given? Am I doing those things with zeal? We got to ask ourselves these questions. I can't answer them for you. You can't answer them for me. Amen? But we have to go after it. Hallelujah. Satan is as intense as he can get at this stage of the game. You got to know this is the end of the times. You just got to know that. If you don't know that yet, I don't know where you've been. Amen. You apparently have not been outside your house. Hallelujah. Intensity. Going after it. Violence. These things are what's taking place in the kingdom. Satan is wanting to rob you and I of everything that God has given us. Everything. Amen. He wants to leave every person in this room today vulnerable, weak, hurt, and confused. That's what he wants. Amen? And so it's what we're going to do that's going to make all the difference. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Amen. I want us to look at this. Hallelujah. In verse 29. Matthew 12, 29, Jesus says this, "Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house." Amen? Hallelujah. That word bind there means to render powerless. To render powerless. How can Satan get into your goods unless he first renders you or I completely powerless? Amen. How can he do that? Well, the answer is he can't. Absolutely not. He said you can't enter a strong man's house unless you first do something. Satan has to do something to the strong man. to keep that person from moving or keeping what he already has. Amen? Hallelujah. So he has to do something first. So you and I are the ones who have the authority. You and I are the ones who have the power by the Word of God and the Spirit of the living God. You and I are the ones who have the upper advantage over the kingdom of darkness. Amen? So how's he going to do it? There are two ways that he is going to bind the strong man. Amen? Two ways. These are the ways that I saw. Number one is that he has to do it through deception. Amen? He can only bind you if he can lie to you enough until you believe the lie. That's the only way he can. Amen? He's not going to just come in and take your stuff by force. He won't do that because you'll put up a fight immediately. You're not taking my kids. You're not taking my stuff. You're not going to throw that on me. Amen? No, he does it the same way that he did Eve in the garden, through subtlety. Are you sure about that? Are you sure that's really a promise from God? Don't you remember what you did last week? Don't you remember how nasty you were? Don't you remember whenever you said that? Don't you? Amen. Subtlety. Hallelujah. It hurts my heart to think about people that I knew that were serving God with fervency. And now they're not in church at all.
Come on now.
They're not in church at all. Amen. Why? Because they were deceived. They were deceived. They did one thing wrong, and oh my goodness, that one thing knocked them totally out of the kingdom.
Come on now.
It was so bad that the blood of Jesus had absolutely no power to wash it away. And now you and I are sitting here and we're shaking our heads saying, there's just no way. But there's not a person in here, I'm going to step out on a limb, there's not a person in here who has not been deceived at least once. Amen? So it can happen. It does happen. And it will continue to happen until you and I put our foot down in the Spirit. This is the line. You'll never cross it again. This is the line. I'll never cross it again. Amen? So you have to bind the strong man first before you can plunder his house. To plunder means to seize everything, to leave nothing. Amen? It's sort of like the Grinch did, you know, in Whoville. He took everything. There was one little speck, remember that? One little speck that a mouse tried to get and he reached down and grabbed it too. Amen. That's what he wants to do. Leave you and I with absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Amen? Why are you all looking so down? Why are you so downcast, oh my soul? Amen? Hallelujah. You got to understand this. We can't go around with our heads in the sand any longer. We're fighters. Our king is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And it says that he'll fight for us. Amen? That's what he says. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the first enemy we have is deception. Matthew 24:4, Jesus said this whenever they asked him, what would be the sign of the end of the times be? He said, take heed that no one deceives you. Yep. Take heed. In other words, you got to be paying attention. Yep. Amen. To heed something means you're paying attention to it. Amen. Where there's sometimes, whatever.
I'm a child of God. Nothing's going to hurt me.
Whammo. You're down for the count. They pull you back to the corner of the ring and ask how many fingers are holding up.
I see four.
You're out. You're done for. Amen. One wallop and you and I can be out. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at this. Matthew 12, we're still in Matthew 12, but let's go to verse 43. Glory be to God. Matthew 12, 43 through 45 in the Amplified, it says this. Jesus talking about unclean spirits. He said, but when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, it roams through dry, arid places in search of rest, but it does not find any. Do you know why that is? Because he liked where he was. And nothing fits him as good as the place that he used to occupy. No one else, no other place is going to suit him. Like you and I. That's why they call them familiar spirits. They're familiar with everything about you and I. So they don't want to give that up. Amen? Hallelujah. Just because he got cast out, do you think he's going to stay out? Just because you get rid of a stray dog, do you think that dog is going to be staying away? He'll be back. Amen. I'll never forget one time, there was a stray dog that came to our house. And please, if you're an animal lover, I love animals too. I just don't love them on my property, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Now, don't get mad at me, because if you do, then shame on you. Amen. But this was before I was born again, okay? So my thing was that whenever a stray animal comes to your house, you load it up and drive it away. Well, that's just horrible. Well, amen. I did this with a stray dog one time, loaded it up in the back of my truck I had at that time, and I took that thing off, and we drove several miles. Amen. And I let it off, and I said, you know, see you later. Amen. And went back home and hallelujah. Amen. The next day that dog was back. Yeah. He almost beat me back. Amen. Hallelujah. So you just can't shoo off an unclean spirit and think it's going to stay away. It'll be gone for a little while, and you'll say, ah, yes. Amen. But see, during that time, whenever we're doing the, ah, yes, we let our guard down. Why? Because everything is fine now. We don't have to keep praying. We don't have to be going after the things like we used to. Amen. Do you ever notice that whenever people are in trouble, that's when they come to church? And as soon as everything is okay, you don't see them anymore? Amen. Why? Because everything is a-okay now. Hallelujah. Until the next time. Amen. So that's exactly what Satan is doing. His unclean spirits stay away for a while, but they just don't. This just doesn't feel right to me. I think I'm going to go back home. Amen. Now look what he says. Look what the unclean spirit says. Amen. In verse 44, he says, then it says, I will go back to my house. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. Just because you're born again and a child of God, that does not mean that Satan doesn't think you're still his. Amen? In his way of thinking, he's going to get you back. That's a shocker, isn't it? But he said, I'm going back to my house where everything is just the way I like it. Amen? Do you ever spend a night in a hotel and get a good night's sleep? I never have. The only place that I get a good night's sleep and plenty of rest is in my own house. That's what he's thinking. Yeah, this is okay for a little while, but I want to go home. I think I'll go home. Amen? Come on now. It's the truth. We might as well just buck up and know that that's the way it is. Hallelujah. We're talking about fighting for what's ours. Amen? And you're going to have to be a fighter. Well, I'm not a fighter. Well, then you're going to be a loser. Amen? Because at the stage that we're in now, non-aggressive people get zilch in the kingdom. Well, I thought you just said a while ago that God would fight for us. He will. But what happened when they had, it said that they had to go to the battle. They weren't back at the camp and God said, you guys stay here, I'll take care of them. No, they had to show up. They had to show up, church. Amen. Their presence was important to God. Why? Because it showed that they cared. It showed that they had something in them. Amen. It's easy to stay at home and do nothing. But whenever you and I are being militant and diligent about the things of the kingdom, then God says, they really mean business. Do you see that? They really mean business. Wow. I didn't even realize they had that in them. I've never heard words like that before come out of them. Words of faith. Amen. Glory to God. Well, this is good. Amen. Hallelujah. And he says this in verse 44. And when it arrives, so he does come back. When it arrives, it finds the place unoccupied. Amen. An abandoned house. Amen. How easy is an abandoned house to break into? Real easy. Amen. Hallelujah. He finds it unoccupied, swept, put in order, and decorated. Well, ain't that nice? Got nice pretty curtains on the windows. It's all cleaned up, everything put away the way it should be. It all looks religious. Everything as it should be. Amen. So he says, well, I can't go in there. They've got it all looking too nice. No, what does it say? It says that he goes back and brings with it seven other spirits that are more wicked than itself. I may need a little help. Not necessarily a lot, but I may need a little. So the one spirit knows his limitations, so he goes and brings in reinforcements. Do you know your limitations? Do you know how to call for help? Amen? And it says, and they go in and make their home there. Well, now it's eight of them in there. It was just one before, now it's eight. And it says that the last condition of that man becomes worse than the first. So also shall it be with this wicked generation. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So the only way that you're going to keep Satan out of your stuff is to keep your doors locked. You keep your defenses up. You don't wait for someone else to see you sitting over in a corner all broken up. And is there anything I could do to help you? Well, now that you ask. See, it should be you and I taking charge. Now, I'm preaching to me. Amen. If you want to get in on it and you want to feel the sting of it, go ahead. Because it's still the truth for all of us. Because Satan is not going to play fair with you. He could care less if you die now. Amen? But he'd like to keep you around for a little bit just to torment you. Amen. Well, glory to God. Amen? So we've got to look at things differently. Satan's whole deal for you and I is to wear you and I completely and totally out. Till we are totally burnt out. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Daniel. And we'll see this in Daniel chapter 7. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you'll be wishing Pastor was back now, won't you? Amen. I'm going to tell you one thing right now. It's not going to get any better no matter who's preaching. Because the things that you and I have to deal with now are so important that any preacher, no matter who it is, who's worth anything, is going to start to speak truth. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Where did I tell you to go? Daniel 7. Praise God, you all are still here yet. Amen? Now look at this. In the Amplified in verse 25, Daniel 7, 25. This is what Satan is going to do. And he shall speak words against the Most High God and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And to think to change the time of sacred feasts and holy days and the law. My goodness, that's exactly what's going on right now. In our own government, they're thinking to change the laws without getting the lawmakers involved in this. By just totally every day pounding you, pounding you, pounding you, pounding you, pounding you with false narratives. Amen? And they think by doing that, they're going to be able to change the laws. By just wearing the saints out. Amen? Just taking you and I down until we just can't handle it no more. But I'm telling you that instead of wearing us out, all he's doing is charging us up. Amen? He is just charging us up. He is giving us fuel that he never thought possible. I mean, you can't speak stupidity every day and just accept that everybody's going to run with that. People with even half a brain, and I know that everybody in here has got at least half a brain, are not going to believe it. We're not going to receive it. We're not going to run with it. We're going to fight against it. Why? Because it's too stupid to be truth. Amen? Hallelujah. So it says there, to change the law, and the saints shall be given into his hand for a time, two times and a half a time, or 3.5 years. Now listen to verse 26. But the judgment shall be set by the court of the Most High, and they shall take away his dominion to consume it gradually and to destroy it suddenly in the end. Glory be to God. Do you see that? Amen? Oh, yeah, it looked like it for a little while, but the saints of God start to rise up. Amen. And we start to take back what's ours. Amen? Gradually, one battle at a time. You're not going to win the war. We're not going to win the war all at once, church, because we've been docile for so long. It's going to take a while to get back up to speed, but we are getting back up to speed. We are doing the things that are right in the sight of God, and we are winning battles.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. One at a time, gradually, and then Suddenly in the end, it's all over. He don't know what hit him. Glory be to God. Amen. It's over. He's down for the count. There's no dragging him back to the corner, throwing water on him. He's out. Amen. Technical knockout by the word of God. Hallelujah. You see what's happening? This is what's happening. This is why you need to take courage. And everything that I'm telling you right now should be stirring you up to go after it with more fervency and intensity, pressing in like never before. Amen? Not that, well, you know, I would like to, but I just don't have time. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Throwing out the old, I don't have time card.
Well, I just don't have time. I've got a family.
Amen. I know that. Hallelujah. But what do you want for your family? Do you want your children to be taught the garbage that's being taught in schools right now? And I'm not talking about just, you know, preschool up through high school. I'm talking about in our colleges and our universities. It's disgusting. Amen. It's disgusting. Hallelujah. So we got to take charge. We're winning though, folks. I want you to always understand that. We are winning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at this in Galatians chapter 6. I'm starting to run out of time. Amen. I'll try not to keep you too long. Galatians chapter 6, are you there? Yes. All right, chapter verse 9, in the Amplified it says, "And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right, for in due time," say in due time, "and at the appointed season," say appointed season, "we shall reap." Amen. Amen. "We shall reap if," conditional, "we do not loosen or relax our courage and faint." Do you see that?
Yeah.
Amen. It's all about what we're going to do. The Apostle Paul says that we're going to reap. But we can't be down in the mully grubs. We can't be looking at things, well, I just wish it was better. You know, every day is going to have a new crisis. Amen. So how are you and I going to take care of the crisis? Amen? Praise God. One way to stay ahead of this stuff is to associate yourself with people who think the same way you do.
Amen?
Amen? 2 Peter 1:1 calls them people of like precious faith. Do you see that? Amen? Acts 4:23, it tells us that when they were let go, they went back to their own company. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul tells us to pattern yourselves after me. Follow my example as I imitate and follow Christ the Messiah. Imitate what's going on in the Word. Just follow that. Well, it's awful hard in these days. I know. Amen. My wife and I were just talking about this just this morning about people who are believers in the company of non-believers, and they're saying things that you know are absolutely untrue according to the Word of God, and yet we sit there and don't say nothing. Or we might give a little smirk. Amen. Hoping that they'll look at that and say, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. They're not sorry. Amen. But it's like my wife said. She said, if we sit there in silence, it is an affirmation of what they're saying.
Right.
Amen. If we just sit there and don't say anything, they're going to say, they're okay with this. So next time, we'll add just a little bit more. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know how You can know that you are winning the battle against things like that when you're the only one sitting at the break table where you're at. Everybody else is gone. They don't want to be around you.
Amen.
Amen. Then you know, I've done something right. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's good to know, isn't it? Praise God. Listen to this in Psalm 1:1. Man, whenever I read this the other day, I thought to myself, whoa, I'd never seen it like that. It says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Well, what does that mean? Oh, my Lord. It means you don't take what the world says and follow it. Amen. I may be a little bit pessimistic. I'm sorry, but if I am, you'll have to grace me. I, at this moment, do not believe anything that our government says. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't. That's following the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. So, I don't, like Miss Debbie just said, don't listen to them. I don't listen to them. I don't listen to mainstream media at all. None whatsoever. Nope. Amen? Not even, oh, that's a catchy little thing there, and then you open it up and everything of filth comes right at you. No, I don't. I won't. I refuse to do that. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, you can do whatever you want, but I'm going to tell you that if you want to keep your peace, you'll stay away from stuff like that. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we got to look at this, and please give me just a few more minutes. There is another adversary that we have to go after. Number one was what? Deception. And the second one is this, ignorance. Ignorance of what the Word says. You'll get taken from you everything that you own if you don't know how to fight. Amen? Hallelujah. The more that you don't know, the more that you're going to lose. Do you see that? Amen? Hallelujah. So let's look at this. Let's go back to Matthew 13 so we can get this finished up. Praise God. I tell you, this God is so good. He's given us all of this to help us. Amen. That we don't fall prey. Let's look at this. Ignorance. Matthew 13. Are you there? Let me get there. I was in the wrong spot. Matthew 13, 12 says this. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Amen? Has what? He just talked about the parable of the sower. Sowing the word of God. Amen? Into your heart. Praise God. We've got to get that in. So you can't just go around thinking that everything's going to be all right because you're a believer and you read your Bible every once in a while. Amen. It says that whoever has more the word planted in them, more the word working in them, they will be given more until they have an abundance. But to the one who just kind of flippantly does it, once in a while, you know, well, I was too busy today to read my Bible. Well, something came up and I couldn't go to church that night. It says, even what you have will eventually be taken from you. Amen. I like this. This is what Oral Roberts said, and I know you've heard it before. He says, what you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose. What you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose. Amen. That bears out. It bears out in the Word. It bears out in just the truth of what life works for us. Amen. You've got to keep pressing into these things. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I want you, Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. In the Amplified, it says to aim at and strive after. And then everything else comes into place. But you have to go after the kingdom. You have to go after the kingdom of God. You have to be fervent to do it, to apprehend it. I think Pastor George Pearson's preached a series one time called Bulldog Faith. It says that you have to latch onto it and not let go, no matter how many times you get beat. Amen. Do you ever notice a pit bull? You know, and if they latch onto something that you don't want to have, you can beat them, and they're not going to let go of it. They're going to stay with it. You can bloody them up or anything you want. They're still going to stay with it. You need to get to the place where if you get bloodied up, you still hold on. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about when Satan comes after you with everything that he's got and you just stare him right in the face and you do not flinch. You do not cringe. You do not step back. You stand firm where you're planted. Amen. After you have done everything, the Word of God says, you stand. You stand. Everything in the Amplified says, everything that crisis demands. Amen. You just stand. You don't give up. Hallelujah. You don't compromise. You don't think, well, maybe, you know, is this really worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can step back and as a believer, you'll still go to heaven. Amen. But you might be down, if there could be a place called slums in heaven, that might be where you're at for all eternity. Amen. But the slums in God's neighborhoods are still much better than anything we have here. Amen to that. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you got to press into it. Now, I'm going to give you three things real quickly of how to overcome deception and ignorance, and they are so profound, your mouth will drop open. Oh my goodness, where did he get that? Number one, get into God's Word. Woo! Are you serious? Get into God's Word. Make a quality decision. Now, I'm going to get in the Word. I'm going to stay in the Word. Amen? That's number two. I've told you, your mouths are open. I can see them. Amen? Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Get into God's Word. Stay in God's Word. That makes it final authority. When you stay in God's Word, you're not listening to anything else. Amen? Are you ready for the third one? Just hold on to your seats, folks. I think we're going to have some to go out in the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Act on God's Word. There you go, right there. Act on God's Word. What you are filled with is what you will act on. Amen? Isn't that profound? Hallelujah. That was right from the Holy Ghost. You're thinking to yourself, okay, hallelujah. Number one, get into God's Word. Number two, stay in God's Word. And number three, act on God's Word. Amen. Amen. It's really, really simple. I was really messing with you. It's that simple. It's that simple. Amen. We're going to close here. Philippians chapter 3. We're going to close here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God's a good God, isn't he? Going the wrong direction here. The Lord gave me this scripture many years ago when I was still pastoring church in Huntingburg. And he gave me this scripture to hold on to and to set my life's compass toward. Because it was something that I was going to have to press toward. It wasn't just going to come on me just because. Amen. Just because I went to church. Just because I'm a believer, just because I read the Word, just because I prayed in tongues. No, this was going to be something that I was going to have to do personally every time. Amen? And so I want to share it with you. In Philippians chapter 3, in verse 10, this is in the Amplified. So if you don't have Amplified, just listen. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in that same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which he exerts over believers, and that I may also share in his sufferings as to be continually transformed in the Spirit into his likeness, even to his death into hope. Man, my determined purpose is that I'm going to know him and know everything about him, know the power of his resurrection that is in me right now. Amen? Right now. Not some other time, right now. It's in you right now. But we have to determine to get to a place where that revelation cannot be taken away anymore. Amen? We have to, church. We have to. You're here today because you determined to come here today. Amen. And I pray that you did it because you purposed to come, not just because it's Sunday morning, but because you had determination to hear God's word and to be a part of it, to have it bless you so that you can bless someone else.
Amen.
Amen. That's where we're at now.
Amen.
This is what we're after. This is the violence that's taking place in the kingdom right now. You and I pressing in to get everything God has, and Satan pressing in to steal from you everything that you have. It's no more difficult than that. No more profound than you and I resisting everything. Resist the devil, it says, and he will flee from you. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.